Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near, and I welcome you to the show. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me that I have, for his cause, some very important things for him that I must do. And he told me because of what I must do for him, he told me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me that I would have his protection and his guidance. But that, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, I am truly utmost thankful. For the Most High told me that I must tell you things. Yes, he told me directly that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could from the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But indeed, my brothers and sisters, it is promised. It is an absolute promise from the Most High that man be restored unto his purpose. That man be redeemed, brought back unto the discernment of what is the righteous requirement of the Most High for his people. He has promised, my brothers and sisters, a time of great restoration. Scripture calls it the time of refreshing. It is mentioned in Isaiah 28. It is mentioned in Acts 3:18. And the same scenario, refreshing, restoration, remembrance, is declared in scriptures many, many times. Malachi calls it the restoring of the heart of the fathers to the children. Scripture says the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, is sent to teach all things. Bring all things to remembrance. Rebuke all sin. How about to rebuke and expose every fallen standard after which men, not discerning the purpose for which they are created. Have desired to consider themselves sufficient unto Yah, but after the will of men. Scripture says those who believed in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. By his spirit that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance. One scripture says you are made complete in Colossians. How about reading around Colossians 2 and 8, reading forward. Scripture says beware lest you be beguiled after the principles, what seems viable, sufficient, after the diverse principalities and powers of this world, and not after the anointed one, the one whose spirit teaches all things, one whose spirit, one who by his anointing brings the remembrance of all things, rebuking every sin, every fallen standard, every corruption, every partial standard. I say, bring all things to remembrance. Even prepares you, the scripture says, in expectation of what is to come. It's amazing. Our brothers and sisters, we live in a world today. Men have not really understood what those scriptures mean when it says in Colossians 2, it says, you are made complete in him. Many have not discerned the concept of what the word salvation actually means. One scripture says it this way, save me and I shall be saved, and heal me, I shall be healed. Healed in the concept of being made whole, made one, made complete, not severed, not separated. And the very word damned means, my brothers and sisters, to be under sin. Separation, divided away from the pure, perfect will of the Most High. Most High will not rob himself of what has always from the very beginning been his expectation for mankind. Since the dawn of human fall, our brothers and sisters, men have been taken away from discerning what is divine purpose, divine will, requirement. Because men establishing their own kingdoms, Forgetting that the earth belongs to the Most High. A set, what they call rules, standards, law. False law. Not true unto all the Most High's intended, but after what seems merely acceptable unto men. Scripture calls it vanity, in that it does not complete fully all the Most High calls, seeking to be furnished, fully furnished unto all good works. For the Holy Kingdom, the Most High intends to be brought to bear. It requires that all our brothers and sisters recognize one sense of cooperation unto one ultimate purpose, unto one construct, one form of government, one kingdom, after one king. There's a reason why the scriptures talk about those who are redeemed, who attain to the holy name. Let's think about that for a minute. The holy name declares that Yah is as he is, even all that he is. He will not deny himself. And the scripture talks about those who attain to the holy name. He says they will follow the Lamb wherever he leads. Those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis understand that the one who is called the Lamb is also the one that the scriptures call the righteous one, likened to the rising sun, who comes suddenly to expose all the darkness, every fallen standard. Comes to expose every fallen standard that has blinded men against discerning the greater truth necessary to be made whole. The one likened to the rising sun that comes suddenly that reveals the light that the world would obscure. Because believing, my brothers and sisters, an adversary, a devil, has possession of every soul that does not discern what unto Yah is divine purpose, is mutual divine purpose, that man might be a servant unto him. How shall man say that he is made a servant of Yah after the misrule or the fallen standard of another? There's a reason why the scripture says Messiah comes to bring his people back to him, to reveal his glory, what is honorable. The word for glory, kabud, means that he comes to reveal what is honorable, what is acceptable before the Most High. To bring his people back to him. How about bring his people back from all the diverse standards of the nations? And even, my brothers and sisters, to be what is salvation. Reveal what is salvation, what it is for the people, all peoples to be made whole, even to the ends of the earth. All complete unto the purpose of him who made heaven and earth. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. There's a reason why the scriptures spoke. Messiah saying, go forth, making disciples of men and converting them in the name and the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that teaches all things, all that is divine purpose. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to do everything that he commands. He says he's going to bring his people back from the nations. You ever stop to consider it means he's going to bring his people back from all the diverse rulerships of the earth that declared alternate standards? How should men say they are saved unto the one holy kingdom after the differing rule of a multitude of partial, perverse, short-sighted, blinded, misruling kings? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, to be made whole unto Yah is to be made whole according to his word. The word of, that is the gospel of peace. The word for peace even means complete. How about the complete, sure, perfect word? It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters. No man is made whole unto Yah after any of the partial or polluted standards of man. Most High desires a holy thing brought back to him by a holy word. How dare men believe that since the Most High, in his righteousness, sent forth holiness in the beginning, that he would desire that any man mix dung with it and expect the Most High to accept what has been made filthy in return? No, my brothers and sisters. Most High said that he will establish a world where his people speak no lies, do no iniquity, no injustice, and there's none to harm and none to dissuade. In fact, the scripture says the time must come when all his people shall know again the fullness of what is his covenant. And his words, that is his covenant. He's made a covenant unto completion, unto purity, holiness, fullness of his will. He said his people shall have his words, and they shall not depart from their mouths henceforth, even forever. Not from the mouth of their descendants, nor their descendants, henceforth, even forever. Meaning that every fallen standard less than what Yah declared as a word, a purpose from the beginning. Anything less than that, my brothers and sisters, dare men say it has yet been unto light? I want you to think, my brothers and sisters, that which will not perform the purpose, that which was created unto a purpose, that will not perform that purpose, do you continue to preserve it? Would you use it if you knew it never would perform its purpose? A light bulb that you hook into the socket, it won't light up. Do you keep it forever? You say, I got a bunch of light bulbs that don't work. Scripture talks about man being made complete unto all good works, complete unto all that is divine plan. It says salvation, man being made whole, is by faith. How about faith that Yah requires more than what seems viable after a multitude of contentious rulers? What did Messiah say? Your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, who deny in some way the law and the prophets. Else you shall not in any case enter the kingdom of Yah. Shall man say that he disagrees with him whom the Most High sends to reveal his purpose, his glory, what is honorable for him? Shall man say that he shall disagree with the one who must appear to restore man to the knowledge of his purpose? Shall man say that he can disagree with him and still be found viable? Acts 3:18 through 23 says Messiah will come for the restoration, restitution, remembrance of all things, true to all that the Most High declared by the mouth of his holy prophet since world began. And whoever will not hearken to the one who declared that testimony, the one who he said he would raise up from among your brethren, read Isaiah 49 and understand what I'm talking about. The scripture says whoever will not hearken to that prophet, to that testimony, that consummate testimony of him who, according to Isaiah 8, really need to read about 8 and 9 to 9 and 8, we will not hearken the testimony of him who will say, bind all the testimony, seal all the law, put it all together. Whoever will not reckon according to the fullness of this word. The scripture says, there's no light in them. In other words, what the Most High calls light, true to him. Light cannot deny light. Has in it no variableness, nor shadow of changing. But the Most High calls darkness, my brothers and sisters, is any thought on the part of anyone that would obscure the free flow of his wisdom. Light does not deny light. Truth does not deny truth. Upon what foundation, my brothers and sisters, have so many been established? that when the greater truths are told to them, they resist being made whole. One scripture in Psalms 119:7 says, I will praise thee, honor thee with a whole heart when I have learned thy statutes. My brothers and sisters, I ask the question, how shall men be made whole unto divine purpose? Believing that Yah has no requirement and no law. Men believing that the grace of the Most High is that they have no obligation unto anything that would even maintain peace, honor, unto sanctification of a people. Humanity, my brothers and sisters, has forgotten that the Most High created man with a purpose. He does nothing without reason. Humanity has forgotten, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has consecrated unto himself a people for the remembrance of his purpose. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? The remembrance of his purpose in the earth. Man, my brothers and sisters, has sought for salvation. He has sought to be made whole in vain. By forgetting that the holy name declared that Yah is true to all that he is and only conformity to all that is his purpose is life. When scripture talks about the damnation of hell, the word Gehenna, they use for hell there, is something that relates to that which brings destruction, to that which is no longer refuses to be useful. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand what the scriptures mean. We say you should not take his name in vain. You should not swear his name unto any standard less than the fullness of his requirement. It means that since man cannot conceive what is the fullness of that after his flesh, it means that man must realize with great humility that he must have inspiration from the Most High to discern, my brothers and sisters, what to his mind and heart is still yet missing. He must have inspiration from the Most High to discern where it is that something in his soul is far from pure, perfect, clean. He must discern, my brothers and sisters, wherever it is that his thoughts have been something less than pleasing to the one Most High. Again, my brothers and sisters, the name of the Most High amongst its meanings is that he is all that he is. Scripture says he will not deny himself. Before he denies himself, Scripture says he will deny us. Scripture says you should study, therefore, to show yourself approved before Yah. Rightly, discerning, rightly, how about righteously, unto all that is required. I didn't say wrongly or less than, or errantly, righteously. The word righteous even means to seek completely, can seek completion. Rightly, righteously, discerning the word of truth. Well, brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us in 2 Corinthians 4, 1 through 3 through 7, it tells us the gospel be hid. If any part of what is the command, the gospel of the kingdom, the sure, complete word that makes and preserves the holy kingdom, if it in any way be hid, it is hid to men that are misled, lost. We are not by any means to fall victim to anyone who handles the word of Yah deceitfully, whereby men don't perceive all that is divine requirement. Scriptures actually tell us that the Spirit of Yah is given, that the righteous requirement of the Most High might be made complete, fulfilled, total in us. See, if we walk according to the flesh, we die. We walk according to the short-sightedness of the flesh, we die. The scripture says, those who are after the flesh, the short-sightedness of the flesh, what seems wise to men, cannot please Yah. It says, carnal mind is enmity against the law of Yah. Let's just say the higher expectation of Yah. It is not subject unto Yah because it cannot be. Carnal mind can't conceive the glory of Yah's plan and purpose for those who love him. That word for plan, purpose, word, all relate to the same context. Most has a purpose that his people must learn to cooperate together to perform. As Yah is one, so his people must be one. As Yah is one, when the scripture says, Shema, hear, O Israel, it means that all who discern the truth must declare it for the good of all, that all might be made whole. And therein we love our neighbor as ourselves. The word, even in Hebrew, for love, ahab, is a love for all that is divine will and purpose. That we all discern that purpose, that we might cooperate, love, and trust together, giving unto the Most High that which he requires, that the earth, my brothers and sisters, might give its increase, and the world might know life and peace. But we live in a world today, my brothers and sisters, that men's concept of what is acceptable, after polytheist worldly empires, have left men in bondage to the diverse fallen standards of many rulers, many diverse kings. And my brothers and sisters, we were already told that we're subject to rulers who in any way deny the law and the prophets, seeking to establish their own authority, making fools of men. Scripture says, whoever does this shall not enter the kingdom of Yah, and is even guilty unto hell fire. Please read Micaiah, Matthew 5:14-24 and understand. He said, therefore watch out for false prophets. Wherefore false, the same thing as falling short. Those who don't preach the fullness of all that is expected, crying out, Lord, Lord, as if they're crying out to him for all that is his perfection, all that is his perfect will, but seeking far less. They beguile men, never to have fully attained to purpose. Most High told me that he sends prophets to speak what others would not. In Isaiah 41, the scriptures declare, yes, the scriptures declare, that Messiah will come with a full and complete word. I said 41:21 through really 42:4. It talks about how Messiah comes with a righteous and a complete word that will discern whether men who call themselves rulers have been of him or not, whether they've been true to a desire for his righteousness or not, saying that whoever it is that will not declare or his testimony has not been true to what from the beginning is divine purpose, even unto eternality. He says that all of these, my brothers and sisters, will be found ungodly, even an abomination, something not shaped nor formed nor made complete, mature after his spirit. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, again, the Most High sends prophets to speak what others would not. As it was in days of old, that when the kings got out of line, when the priests got out of line, the Most High sent prophets to raise again to the minds of the people a standard that the rulers would not. He raises a man by his spirit, teaching them to perceive what others would not, to speak what others would not. And this is the love of Yah. For man falling short of that purpose does not have life. This is what is meant by the scriptures when it says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes in him might not perish. Think about it. As man falls farther and farther from the standard that Yah has declared, becoming all the more degraded in his conscience, therefore perishing from the way. Perishing, my brothers and sisters. What's the scripture say? The day the man sins, he shall surely die. It means that as man turns away from the knowledge of the righteousness of Yah, surely, my brothers and sisters, he falls farther and farther from the hope of life. Messiah is sent to restore man unto what indeed is divine righteousness, fullness of what is divinely required. Scripture calls him the righteous one, he for whom we should be waiting, the messenger of the covenant, who would judge mankind according to all that is righteous judgments. Scripture says he would come and he would expose all the priests, pastors, kings of the earth. Wherever it is, my brothers and sisters, they've fallen short. He said he would give them as dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. One scripture says, all those who held you in captivity, not discerning the greater righteousness of Yah, should be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that he does this, when he brings forth the one he calls the righteous one likened to the rising sun, the son of righteousness who arises to bring healing upon his lips. In other words, he brings a word, my brothers and sisters, that calls to attention what many have not considered. He restores the understanding that was in the hearts of ancient Hebrew fathers, the devotion that was in the heart of ancient Hebrew fathers to a generation called unto his righteousness. To a people, my brothers and sisters, elect, who discern that it is injustice, robbery against Yah, that we live in a society today that men have not discerned. And because of the treacherous behest of their rulers, have not discerned how to return unto the Most High. My brothers and sisters, when the scriptures talk about one, that one called the messenger of the covenant, who would judge mankind according to righteous judgment, who would reprove all the rulers wherever they've fallen short. That is the hope of man's return unto Yah. Because while men, my brothers and sisters, are in bondage to the shallow mindscapes of the rulers who would prefer that you never understand what is divine purpose, my brothers and sisters, you are in bondage and a servant of another. And my brothers and sisters, man who confesses the holy name, serving after the will of another, has not overcome the world. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the soul that believes a lie is a liar, is a murderer, is a robber. And that the very emanations of his soul, commanding all that he says and does, falling short of divine purpose, has been murder, has been robbery, has been a lie, the deceit, the perversion, the pollution of every living soul. You are in bondage to whoever does not discern to seek these greater truths. You are in bondage to whoever it is that has not the access to these greater truths. You are in bondage to those whoever does not know or fakes the knowledge of this truth till you find the exceeding truth, my brothers and sisters, that will set you free. Man is not made a servant of Yah. He has no power to be made a son of Yah, a disciple unto Yah, till he has discipline that is truly from him. One scripture says, he who dies without the law perishes without the law. Our brothers and sisters, let us be wise enough to know to apply our days unto wisdom. My website, hiddengospel.com, is filled with information. I call this show Hidden Gospel Revealed for a reason. Declaring the ways of the kingdom of Yah was an expectation unto the kingdom of Yah that many, my brothers and sisters, have lived and died, never comprehended. The secrets, my brothers and sisters, that give men victory is in finding the truth that a whole world has sought to obscure. The whole world has sought to hide because there are commands given from on high by the Creator. The rulers have sought that men not know, that they not discerned, that they not discern how these governing institutions, political, social, and religious, pseudo-religious, were not founded upon the word of Yah. Upon what foundation dare men say they were established that when the greater truth comes, they're not prepared to receive it? Well, brothers and sisters, established in reverence for Yah, knowing that He is the teacher and we are the ones who are to be disciplined, leave the mind open and respectful of Yah enough to have faith enough to trust Him. I know what He told me. He told me directly, whatever I see from men, hear from men, read from men. Yes, even reading the scripture. Men have all kinds of interpretations of it. I want you to think about a second. Think about it. Do people really believe that they have the law of Moses, the law the Most High gave unto Moshe? Do they think they have the law of Yah? Everybody reading and getting different interpretations, is that lawful? Is that peace? Think again. Most High told me whatever I see here, anything else from men, whatever men call doctrine. He said, check it out with him. Or he said, somebody make a fool of me. I would say the same to you. Most High told me to know what's said, not know why. It says to miss the point. That is to mean to be led astray. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, for everything the Most High has said, He can tell you a billion reasons why it's so. Again, my brothers and sisters, men reading the words, not looking for what is equity and justice in it. Not looking for perfect conformity with all that is divine creation in it. Has left man, my brothers and sisters, to fall victim to those who, knowing not the righteousness nor the expectation of the Most High, have sought to establish their own righteousness, have kept humanity divided after a multitude of divide and conquer tactics, not knowing the righteousness of Yah. Men have not been saved, not been made whole, not been made one. But not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. For they have not understood that faith in Him who teaches all things is the end of man's trust in the flawed, false, fallen standards that are sin. Messiah is the end of man's trust in a multitude of diverse fallen standards, the law of sin, separation. The misrule that leaves men separated from Yah. He is the end of trust in the diverse multitude of contentious, corrupt standards of men for those who believe. Let me tell you something. 2 Peter 3:14 through 18 talks about something that if we only wise, we would have understood far sooner as a people. Romans 8th chapter relates the same. The heathen used the same word for law, divine law, and for the diverse corrupt pollutions and partialities of man. They used the same word, nomos, because they didn't want to tell folks that there's a pure and perfect law after the will of one supreme being. Trusting in a pantheon of diverse so-called gods, none supreme, calling themselves rulers because they said they had the favor of the most gods who were constantly at war with one another. My brothers and sisters, most have not understood how, just like the society we live in today, men are considered good citizens if they accept with all the compromises of those who in a conflicted society do not agree. In other words, they call this one nation under many gods. That's what it really is, indivisible. My brothers and sisters, a nation under many gods is automatically divided, especially since the gods that the men worship, the standards that men worship, are not agreed. Is that liberty? Is that justice? In that everybody considers themselves just according to his own designs, retaliating, rebellious, unwilling to hear the greater will and the knowledge of Yah? Think again. Like I said, as it was of old, so it is today. Yah sends prophets to reprove the kings, the stands of the kings, the priests, the various political, social, and pseudo-religious world rulers of the world. Speak with others, whatnot. Talk on my website about what I call the secret city prophecies. Scripture said in advance these things will be a mystery to man to the very last day. Scriptures talk about the appearance of the one who the scripture says comes suddenly, who was hid, who reproves all the kings, all the false standards of the rulers. What, Isaiah 41, what, 25? What I call the, what was the early church, what was early church, what was early church in its origin and its mutual expectation? That because the world today we live in has dealt with the onslaught of murderers who sought to silence men's hearts, minds, and mouths, who once understood these things, that because men have not discerned that ancient expectation, which the early church had, the expectation for a righteous one, that they call the awaited one, who reveals all righteousness. Hey, Isaiah 56 talks about Messiah coming and finally his righteousness being revealed. Revelation 15 talks about the same thing, the one who reveals all righteousness, that men may overcome the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations. How about the fallen standards of nations who in their multitude of differences have not known nor taught fully what is the expectation of the Most High? How can a man be made whole unto Yah, not discerning from above what is divine expectation? It simply is not possible. So Most High sends prophets to speak with others, would not. He said that he looked in the last days and saw none righteous. No, not one. Means he has to raise up a righteous one. Means he has to raise up one by his spirit to tell you the things that your rulers would not. That's what's written in Isaiah 41, 21 through 42, 4. He says, behold my servant, my elect, whom my soul delights. I put my spirit. How about one who reveals the hidden, he reveals the hidden things too. He said, in the hours you shall wait for his law, he shall not fail nor be discouraged till he set justice in the earth. Isaiah 44, 20 through 45 and 6 talks about one of the Most High would send to prove foolish, fallen. Look at that FL again. Falling short the standards of all the rulers. One that he sets up as a shepherd. One who established Jerusalem on a foundation of peace. Even that all may know from the rising sun to the west, there's only one Savior, one who makes man whole. From the rising sun to the west, and that all of the rulers are false. Now, brothers and sisters, he said he would raise up one like a ravenous bird from the east. Isaiah 46, need read 8 to 13. Said, you should remember these things, that he will surely raise up a one, a king, like a ravenous bird from the east. Like an eagle, my brothers and sisters, who says wherever his shadow falls, it is his dominion. To bring to bear all that is divine pleasure. My brothers and sisters, have the rulers compelled you to remember this thing? Or have they left you to believe that the multitude of differing standards after which men have gone to war, contentions against Yah? Have they left you to believe that these multitude of argumentative, fallen standards are still viable unto a holy kingdom? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, think again. Like I said, Isaiah 41, 21 through 42, 4, says, Most High said, he looked, and he saw none that declared the fullness of a word. No, he said he sent them before he sent them prophets. But he looked now, he saw none who prophesied or spoke, my brothers and sisters, after his spirit, unto the fullness of all things intended. None that if he asked a question could bring forth solution, what is necessary, that man be brought unto atonement, at one with the Most High. Remember that he will not deny himself, will not rob himself of what he is expected of man, meaning that he will only count viable unto his kingdom those who seek all that is his goodwill. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we understand, for who is prepared to hearken? Who's willing to hearken to Yah after exceeding conscience? Who is ready to be made righteous, whole, complete after the discipline of Yah? Because you need to think about this, my brother. It says, no man is made complete after the work of an imperfect rule, reverse principalities and powers. No man is made whole before Yah after the misrule of man. But it is Yah, even he says he would send his Messiah, that the soul of man shall be made complete, whole unto all good works. Conformity, made into conformity unto the kingdom of the one true King. Ephesians tells us that salvation is not of works, or let you say, not unto or after any of the devices of men. By faith, and faith must come by hearing a word, an exceeding word from Yah, that all have not heard, for all have not heard the preaching of the gospel. It says, the time will come in the latter days that all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. The scripture says that deliverance, that being made whole, is to a remnant found worthy, whom Yah has called, unto whom he has revealed his exceeding glory. My brothers and sisters, man has not even known by and large to prepare for what the scripture calls the times of refreshing. Not known that he needs to discern, ask the Most High to help him to discern precept upon precept, line upon line, what is necessary to understand the word of that chosen one. The scripture says the Most High would send. Read Isaiah 28. The one who the scripture says would declare a report, a testimony that would be a vexatious terror to many when they find out that all that they thought they knew was falling short of the glory at a time the Most High is about to declare a consumption according to the fullness of his requirement to the whole earth, meaning that he would require of mankind across this entire globe the fullness of that one standard. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything he declares, that men might be prepared, my brothers and sisters. He did not say he would seal and confirm unto his holy name a people who will swear by his name, but not unto all that is the fullness of his righteousness. Please read Isaiah 48 and understand. He says, for a moment when Messiah appears, he will defer his anger, that his people might be refined, because he did not say he would give his glorious name to those who seek less than the fullness of his righteousness. He did not say he would give his name or confirm as true unto him those, my brothers and sisters, who would walk after the will of another. Blessed are they who understand why the scripture says Messiah will come saying, from the beginning, from the creation am I, to destroy this confusion, this Babylon, all the effects of all these multitude of various fallen kingdoms of the earth that have not sought to remember what the Most High declared from the beginning as the only standard viable. Because believe me, every single kingdom and rulership on this earth, as we presently see it, is in some way an obstacle against man discerning the word, the purpose, the plan the Most High declared unto his kingdom from the beginning. Because rulers have given people commands, sought to rule, but not true to the fullness of what is divine purpose, and have kept men from understanding what is the fullness of a covenant. And without a covenant, without agreement, my brothers and sisters, how shall men say they are true unto the kingdom of Yah, the kingdom of peace? There's a reason why the scripture says you must be made complete unto all good works. There's a reason why the scripture says, my brothers and sisters, we must be his workmanship unto all good works which Yah has foreordained. Or else, guess what? The scripture says you're still a stranger to the commonwealth of Israel. It says Israel must speak no lies, do no inequity, but seek all that is justice. Have none to dissuade after standard less. It says you're a stranger to access to that wisdom. Says you're a stranger to the commonwealth of Israel, a stranger to the covenant of the promise, without hope, without Yah, without the Messiah, without a Savior, and in the world. None to make you whole. And in the world, for the world and the multitude of his differences, my brothers, just, I want you to think about it. Purity and completion offers one choice, a multitude of partial and perverse ones. There's a multitude of damnations by very definition. The word damnation means separation. Same thing for sin, something falling short. A multitude of differing standards, my brothers and sisters. Most High told me, if I can look at all the multitude of differing standards that exist in this world and believe that they are a work of his spirit, he said, I told me I cannot be a disciple unto him. Well, anyone who looks at all these multitude of differences and believes that this is something the Most High created, brothers and sisters, is not a worshiper of Yah, but a worshiper of devils. Many of them. And my brothers and sisters, it's sad that we live in a world. 45,000 denominations across 280 nations. And men, not knowing that how much truth is hid from them, have been accomplices, aiding and abetting ministers, pastors, priests, rabbis, whatever they call themselves, elders, imams, whatever they call themselves, who, after the flesh, seeking what is appeasing to men, have not taught the fullness of the gospel or the kingdom of the King. And like I said last night, they, at a time of men's weaknesses, funerals, giving eulogies, giving, playing what they call going home ceremonies, as if these people have the right to tell the Most High, hey, open up those pearly gates. I'm sending one up there. My brothers and sisters, for man to attain to what's acceptable for Yah, have men forgotten that the scriptures say that a multitude of differing rulers to keep declaring a multitude of differing standards are man's obstacles against discerning the one way? All prophecies said Messiah is going to expose all these corrupt rulers and their differing standards, all their multitude of differing denominations, even saying that there's no atonement or forgiveness for man until all these institutions, where they have lied to men after fallen standards, are no more. Look at Isaiah 29, how about 27, 9 through 12, and understand. Most I wants no remembrance of the lies that have been taught in these false houses that men have used his name unto preserving abuse, vanity, corruption, what is far from worthy. It says he sends his spirit to release the captives, to open the eyes of the blind. How about to open the eyes of those who were blind if they were captives? To release the prisoners that have been bound because they trusted in the unrighteousness of men. It says the spirit of Yah is upon me to preach the gospel. Who, my brothers and sisters, will understand that the gospel is a word. That very word the Most High said you must believe to exceed the unrighteousness of all your rulers who denied the law and the prophets, causing men to become found guilty unto hellfire, causing men by no means to be counted worthy to be confirmed unto the kingdom of Yah. Like I said, the scripture says the righteous were those who retain his name, Revelation 14, who overcome the marks of the beast, the standards of all these varying nations and rulerships. The scripture says they will follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Oh, but I've told you before, kafresh in Hebrew means lamb. The one the Most High declared the king of Kurdistan who raised up Israel out of Babylon before Messiah said he is, and to expect him in the latter days to fulfill those prophecies when he said in Revelation 22:16, I am the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. Who wore the title root and offspring of David, bright morning star? Who bore the title king of the east? Hey, the faith was called Kurdishanya, not Christianity. Kur, sun, tis, rise, Shah, king. King of the east, Revelation talks about the one called the king of the east who will overthrow Babylon once and for all. Jeremiah 20, 48 through 51 really calls him again, the one called the king of the Medes, who destroys Babylon once and for all, destroys and restores every standard that has misdirected mankind. Once and for all, that must be the Messiah. Why did they not teach you these things? Well, the scriptures speak many times over and over again about the truths that your rulers wouldn't tell you. Because where they competitively, in a contentious world, seek the trust of men, hardly were they prepared to tell you that they, after every fallen standard they teach, every lie they teach, every insufficient standard they teach to compel men not to see the greater truth, they are the obstacles against your faith. How can a multitude of debate and doubts after the miscreant standards of many be anything else but double-mindedness? Jacob, a book called James, like I said, King James had to get himself stuck in there some kind of way. Scripture says, we're scattered among a multitude of provocations among the nations, multitude of nations declaring different standards. We must remember that our perseverance and faith in Yah must still bring forth a perfect, complete work, what is pure and perfect and complete unto him. And if we lack that wisdom after a multitude of fallen standards among the nations, you say we must ask and petition of Yah. That means since only he can reveal what is fully acceptable unto him, we are to petition him humbly for that knowledge. He said, we fall victim to any of this mockery, the misrepresentations of man. After this double-mindedness, this pluralist sense of what is the standard, hey, not true to the will of one. He said, the double-minded man, the double-tongued man, one who swears allegiance to two differing standards, seeking to serve two masters. He said, let not that man think he receive anything from Yah. Well, guess what? A lot of folks out here in the churches now swearing themselves supposedly to the Most High as Lord as the complete and consummate standard they all must obey after the misrule of a multitude of others and expecting that the Most High doesn't know that they've sworn deceitfully. Who does the scripture say will ascend to the hills of the Most High? See, who has clean hands and a pure heart? Is not lifted up a soul under vanity, nor any fallen standard, nor sworn deceitfully, who receives his righteousness, his sense of equity and justice, what is complete and whole, from the Holy One of his salvation. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures go on to ask, who is the King of Glory? The King of Glory, the King who declares what is honorable, what is a pure and perfect light for the Most High will be mighty in battle. Scripture says, out of his mouth will come a sharp two-edged sword, a pure perfect word by which he should smite, even to discern the hearts and intents of all the nations. That he comes forth with a rod of iron, strong discipline, unflinching discipline, which with he shall rule, give what is rule, give what is peace, one understanding to all the nations. Our brothers and sisters, how is it that the rulers have failed to tell you that what it means when it says, for righteousness' sake, he would judge and make war? What does that mean? Men have contended one against another for ages. Everyone seeking to defend their ways of death rather than life. Seeking to defend a multitude of partial standards. And if two that, after their standards, could never have victory, gain war, or seek to gain the victory in war, and that they still don't attain the greater truth, my brothers and sisters, they are all still those who fail. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it, because the Most High expects his people to be restored unto the knowledge of all things by which they may cooperate as one. Blessed are they who will understand that, because the nations today seem to have no concept as to why Messiah said, teach all the nations all things. They have no idea what Scripture says. They will wait for the Lord to renew their strength. Wait, they will wait for him who reveals the hidden things that men might know how to honor and praise Yah. Have no concept of what that means, that you must look for the greater truth, that you might be converted in the times of refreshing, that in the times when all things are brought to remembrance, you might understand that you be converted, that you might have your sins, your allegiances to corruptions blotted out. They didn't tell you about that, my brothers and sisters, because they wanted you to believe the Messiah gave his life that after this title they called a Christ, this polytheist title they called a Christ, which Messiah was never called after during his lifetime. After that fallen standard, they have you believing that Messiah gave his life not to be Lord, but that to give over rule to all the mischievous, misruling and treacherous, blind, rebellious, and hardened of heart, misruling entities of this earth. My brothers and sisters, if they'd have retained for you such titles as the Kurdi, the righteous one, Sadiq, Shiloh, you would have known that Messiah comes to reprove every fallen, i.e. lawless standard, that men might be gathered beyond all the blindness unto him, even he who sent him. But since they didn't tell you that gospel promise, men have been vastly misled, and those who perished without the law have died and perished, falling short of the mark. Devoured by a system that is after a faulty matrix that would never teach you everything you need to know, that left men incomplete, ready to argue against the covenant the Most High declared from the beginning. They talked about a new covenant. They didn't tell you that word for new means a restoration. It means restored after what was from the beginning. The Most High does not change. He is the word from the beginning. If they told you there's a new covenant, not true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, they've given you a covenant with the devil. The Most High does not change. The deviant is the one who does. The devil, the deviant, the adversary, despises what the Most High declared from the beginning. Because in his having turned away from what Yah declared in the beginning, he, my brothers and sisters, would seek to cause many others never understand what the word is from the beginning, what the purpose is from the beginning, what the plan is from the beginning, that was founded, my brothers and sisters, and established from the very foundation of the world. Anyone, my brothers and sisters, would keep you from understanding this truth is your worst enemy and not your friend. If they seek to comfort you in this lack of knowledge, Father, let them understand. If they seek to comfort you, to seek less than what the Most High has required of you, our brothers and sisters, they rob you of the prize. Scripture says, let no man act as your judge regarding anything the Most High has declared. Let no man puffed up in his intellectual, after his own mind, after his so-called intellectual powers, act as your judge, after what seems wise, speaking about what he has not seen or discerned. Think about it. Men read the book now, but do they re-see the initial vision? Most High told me, to know what is said, not know why it is said, is to miss the point, to miss the initial foundation, to miss him. One comes, my brothers and sisters, whose name means from the beginning is my word with Yah, eternal. Scripture says Messiah will come saying from the beginning, from the creation, from the time that was there am I. Well, that you kept, preserved, maintained, and guarded and defended what I declared to you from the beginning. Say your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness the waves of the sea. And I would not have beheld your descendants destroyed from before me. But he says there's no peace to those who walk after lawlessness rather than lawfulness, says my Yah. Scripture said he would come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nation. The Most High is calling from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name, to bring Israel back to him, to declare his glory, to declare what is honorable for him. Why don't your pastors tell you about that, my brothers and sisters? It's because the prophecies speak of so many titles that this one has. I can only tell you some 36 odd titles mentioned in Scripture. that he has encoded in his name. Because it's not a thing, my brothers and sisters, that men could quickly discern a name that would have so many titles in it, so many glorious titles unto the name of the Father contained in it. They wouldn't tell you the scriptures about his name. It said those who believed in his name, he gave them power to become sons of Yah, to receive discipline from Yah. In other words, because they open up their hearts to his word, the Most High said, if you can accept his word, you can begin to accept mine. They didn't tell you why the scripture says those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah, especially those who believe in his name. Those who do not believe in his name are already condemned because they did not believe in the name, the authority, the expectation of one who has these titles. Our scripture says those who didn't believe are already condemned, falling short, bound to the divisions of man, preferring unrighteousness, that they might be damned. They didn't tell you about that. Why? 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, rulers whose purpose, heaven help us. Father, please show us your mercy. And we discern that your grace, your mercy, is not to be left without knowledge. They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, that seeking comfort after less than the fullness the Most High requires, my brothers and sisters, won't be comfortable at all. Won't be peace at all. It'll be constant torment. If you look around, you see all the divisions among your people, and you don't seek the truth that would reconcile the differences of brothers and sisters. What partakership in a covenant do you think you might have? Scripture says Yah is one. His people must be one. We must seek the fullness of truth to be all. Unto glorious, unto divine glory be one. Scripture says we must seek to the height, depth, and breadth of all understanding to comprehend with all the saints. That we all recognize one lordship, one standard, one faith, one consummate standard beyond all the divisions of man, one purity beyond all the uncleanness and unpure thoughts of men, even unto the full measure and stature of Messiah himself. Please read the fourth chapter of Ephesians and understand that we not be alienated from this knowledge as are the nations. But who understood this, my brothers and sisters? Amidst nations who claimed to be believers, but all sought to establish over men their own fallen standards. Let me tell you something. Rome saw as mortal enemies whoever believed according to the, or sought to believe or understand according to the fullness of what is divine commandment. Scripture talks about in Isaiah 59, if you really understand how when the Most High anointed his people, that they turned away from evil, that they depart from evil and turn toward righteousness, hey, the system sought to make them a prey to destroy them. It murdered millions, my brothers and sisters, in those first centuries. But the scripture says in the last days he will raise up one who will be a champion for those who would turn away from transgression. Read Isaiah 59 and understand. If they didn't tell you this, my brothers and sisters, it's because they wouldn't have sought that you even understand that those who seek to keep you subject to a fallen standard are your worst enemies. Not trustworthy before Yah at all, but my brothers and sisters, most wicked men of all. Because they claim to be leaders. They claim to be led by Yah. But they seek, my brothers and sisters, primarily just simply what is necessary for them to preside over congregations where men are kept in ignorance. Seeking to be flattered, commended, while still in their ignorance. And the scriptures tell us well that we, our people are destroyed, divided, contentious, far from a covenant for lack of knowledge. And because the world has told folks to compromise after a multitude of different standards, much as we see today, man's forgotten that there's a pure, perfect standard that man must come to understand again, and even come obedient to, before he's counted true unto Yah. Like I said, ancient Israel knew to await the coming of the righteous one who will restore all things. Because unrighteousness is rebellion against what co-aligns man after one purpose. Rebellion against man functioning together cooperatively before Yah. He told me the greatest gift he can give is a law by which man can learn how to cooperate, how to love, how to trust, how to give glory unto him who is indeed blessed supply. Because the time is about to come, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is about to ravage an entire earth that has not given to him what he has required. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who have sought to be fair, to give the Most High what he has instructed, we must attain to desire and love that he say he would preserve in the midst of the ravages that are to come. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please check out my website, hiddengospel.com. Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, Secret City Prophecies, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, article called Remember the Promise, article called The Gospel of Shiloh. I promise, my brothers and sisters, you need every bit of it. Every bit of it. Messiah, as one anointed after the Spirit that teaches all things, revealing what other men would not. My brothers and sisters, who has known the need to be in the latter day converted? So many would say they are already believers. Wow. Who has discerned the need to be converted under the fullness of divine purpose in a world men have not understood? They haven't been taught the fullness of the gospel. Those prideful, seeking the esteem of men, will not understand. Those who refuse to see just how destructive this controversy is, if they exalt themselves, they won't understand. We live in a world today, my brothers and sisters, whose doctrines are the result of multi-generational curses. Think about it. I'm going to tell you the scriptures talk about what happened in those first centuries. Scripture said they were murder all, so many of the saints. Scripture says in Revelation 6, they would all perish. Please understand me. Scripture says after that time would not come Messiah, but arise the false prophets, because there was none to speak against the partialities and perversions. Talk about the rulers who sought to silence that word in the first place. But the scriptures speak of how in the latter day Messiah returns to restore all things. And blessed are those who are diligent to understand, to expect that day of restoration, that they might be converted. For nothing less will be counted acceptable. They didn't tell you about the secret city prophecies. They didn't tell you how Messiah appears as a prophet among men. Zephaniah says that a city. Numbers 24 says that a city. Isaiah 15:16 says that a city. Isaiah 19:18-25 says that a city. Isaiah 24:10-16 says that a city. 25:1-3-10 says that a city. 27th chapter of Isaiah. Need to read particular 9 through 12 verse, says it's a city. 66th chapter talks about he comes to reprove the city and the temples. A destruction happens at that city. And the word of it goes forth to all the nations, that the people of Yah might be brought to agreement. Same thing is said in Amos 3. That nation made righteous under Yah shall be formed and awakened, as it were, even in just one day. Scripture says once the principalities and powers came in and took control of the temple, the churches, 2 Thessalonians prophesied, and it happened long ago, first centuries. Where do you think the Roman church came from? Rome, my brothers and sisters, were not established upon the righteousness of Yah. It says once they came in and corrupted things, this mother of harlots would maintain a pretense until Messiah himself comes. And my brothers and sisters, I dare to say, even those, many who call themselves Israel today, because they didn't know to seek for an absolute righteousness beyond what seems apparent, just simply reading what seems wise to them in the scripture. They have not discerned the fullness of the righteousness of the king. Think about it. Many say they keep the law of Moshe, but have they discerned what is peace and a common agreement among all peoples? If not, my brothers and sisters, knowing what is said and not knowing why it is said, they are still led astray by their own vanities, for the Spirit would reveal far better. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, who it is that will restore the hearts and understanding the conviction of the fathers to the children. Who the Most High said he called the messenger of the covenant. Who he said, my brothers and sisters, restore the word as it is from the beginning. And if they didn't teach you concerning these things, they did not teach you the gospel. For no man is made true to the fullness of the Spirit after the blind short-sightedness of the flesh. Men creating things according to what seems wise, according to their own purpose, have not attained to the righteous purpose that Yah said he finds viable to preserve. Scripture said, be a terror for many to understand this report. Vexation. Men to find out that all they know has been like a garment too short for man to wrap himself up in. Too short to hide his nakedness. Too short to hide his shame. What's the scripture say when the king of the east appears in Revelation 16, 12 to 21? Blessed are they who keep their garments, because no man should seek to hide his iniquity under the authority of his robe. He's talking about the priests. It says when Messiah comes, he proves the ungodliness of the rulers. Most High is going to take his name back from everybody who has abused it. So he says, blessed are those who keep their garments, lest they walk naked and every man see their carnality, their naked shame. Messiah comes to expose every misruling standard of men. So all nations should know to seek him. Why didn't they teach you that? Why didn't they run and tell that, my brothers and sisters? Like Most High told me, or if I wish I could tell you all the things he told me now, you might not be prepared to deal with it. Not without a certain foundation. And I would love that you have it. He told me that he sends prophets to speak what others would not. But your kings, your priests, your pastors, your rabbis, your elders would not. He said he will indeed restore what he calls a fountainhead of living waters, to reveal all that living word of truth that for a long time men under a systemic drought have never known for many generations. He told me I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Who will petition the Most High that they might believe? For the time of restoration of brothers and sisters is now. I thank the Most High for every ear, yes indeed, for every ear that he brings near. Under his might, under his strength, under his honor, under his praise. Because believe me, my brothers and sisters, no man discerns what is missing, that he might be whole, made whole, but by the strength of the only one who is Savior. So under his might and his honor and his praise always, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near to hear and to understand and to believe. Under his majestic sovereignty and might always, again, thanking for every ear that he brings near. Thanking you all for listening. Hallelujah! And please, be sure with a fine-tooth comb to examine those articles I mentioned on my website in particular. For those who like a good place to start, I'd even say read articles like HiddenGospel.com. There's an article called Thoughts After Thoughts, Thoughts and After Thoughts on Contradiction versus Addiction. I can only tell you that when those words were given to me, by no means did I have the spiritual fortitude to comprehend their meaning. But there's something about inspired writing. Whenever you arrive at a place in consciousness that is able to harness the strength of these words, you'll find they always were true. For everything the Most High could say to you, my brothers and sisters, I promise you, you can tell you a billion reasons why it's so and do it in a matter of split seconds. Blessed are the souls the Most High grants a foretaste of what he intends to build on this earth, that they might understand what they must become. Again, our brothers and sisters, to his might, to his honor, to his praise always, hallelujah, and I thank you all for listening. Be wise, my brothers and sisters. For the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What men think they know, not giving consideration to all the Most High declare, that has not been wisdom at all. And for some people, I might need to lose my mind again sometimes. Some people need to lose the insanity, this presence, and think. And bring peace.